This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
2, 3, 4. If you're looking for advice from a real girl who might not have the answers, but goddamn she'll try, just a tip and you'll be on your way. With Meg and Batoon on Friday.
You guys seen The Greatest Showman?
Do you love it?
Everyone hates it, and here's my thing about it.
Okay.
They have a good song.
What song?
So here's the thing. I like Rewrite
so
the Stars.
I'm getting bullied again. I think I hate The Greatest Showman more than anybody in the world. I have a really big issue with not really watching trailers for movies. Either I will watch trailers for movies and never see the movie.
Mm.
But then there's something that I like hear word of mouth, or I think I've seen the trailer and I'm like, oh, I want to go see this movie. And that's how I felt about The Greatest Showman.
Okay.
So I realized I didn't actually see the trailer. I think I saw some like promo pictures and I thought it would be fun. And I was like, cool.
Yeah.
A feel good around the holidays family movie. Like, I like Hugh Jackman. I love Zendaya. Like, I can mess with this whole thing. And so the opening credits start and it's just like that panning shot of like feet. And then you land on Hugh Jackman's foot tapping and music starts kicking in.
Yes.
And in that moment, I have known that I had fucked up. And I literally had just like been like listening and being like, and so we watched the whole thing.
And we loved it.
Thank you.
Quick cue.
We hated it.
Do you already hate musicals?
Okay. No, kind of.
Okay.
Not really. But the only thing that would make me hate this movie less is if they took the song where it's like, this is the greatest show, and they made that the theme song for Queer Eye. That's the only thing that would make this better.
Ready to begin?
I'm so ready.
Okay. We have some long questions today.
Amazing.
And I have to read them out. So it's less like your podcast in the sense that you'll hear my voice too much.
No, I'm excited. You have a nice voice.
Oh, thanks.
I really don't. And sometimes people have accents, I get distracted. And then I'm just like, what did they say?
Are you good at all accents?
No. I think I've gotten better at Australian. The more I hang out with people who have accents, the better I get.
Yeah.
The less confident I feel in doing those accents because I hang out with somebody who has
for
a real
sure.
accent. So you're like, oh, I can't do it as much.
The problem with Australian accents for me, it's so close to New Zealand.
Yeah.
And then I both end up making them both Scottish.
Oh,
like
okay.
Halfway through.
Yeah. I get
or Irish. And then I think Scottish and Irish is the same thing.
Yep. Yeah. The only one I'm like good at is like Midwestern.
Let's hear it.
We go down to the Walmart or the Target and we're going to hang out over there and we're going to play with some dogs, going to go to some Costco, get some Kirkland products. I did every time I had
that's
like
really
an off cast for the play. If I was like doing like my regular role and then we'd have like our off cast roles, I would always make them have a Midwestern accent.
Do a, now we're going to record
okay.
your voicemail note.
Yes.
In that accent.
Oh,
ready?
God.
Ring, ring.
Hello. I literally almost made this like Swedish. Hello. I can't anymore. You've reached the mailbox of Megan, and she can't get to the phone right now. So leave a jolly old message.
Beep,
beep.
I love that in that accent, they don't know what they're about to say.
No.
And it's always like,
like, you throw in that, like, ah.
Why didn't you plan this before you recorded
right?
your
never,
message?
Never. I don't even think I have one.
Oh, I don't.
No, it's like you've reached the voicemail box of whatever my phone number is.
Don't have a voicemail message.
No.
I think that's what?
You don't have one or you have one?
Of course I have one.
What does your
funny?
Sound like?
Is it scripted?
Hey, it's Irene.
Yeah, that would be lovely if my voice sounded
what
like,
is it?
Hi, it's Irene. I'm sorry I couldn't get to the phone. Please leave a message.
I love
we'll get
that
back
you're
to you
already
soon.
apologizing to people.
Of course.
I'm so sorry.
I would rather have a mailbox that's full that it's like, this mailbox is full. You cannot do this. Like, please just text me. Like, because I have like 97 unread voicemails. I will not listen. I'm like, I need to make a voicemail that says, hey, this is Megan. I'm never going to call you back. Just leave me a very detailed text message.
Yeah.
If you're mad at me, please never speak to me again and just don't tell me. Like, that's what I want. That's literally what I want.
It's so funny because we're so opposite. opposite. Me and Irene, I would literally do anything in my power to text someone something. I'll go in like online chat and in order to fix something that's going on when I would just pick up the phone and call people.
No, I can't even answer when I know the person who's calling. Like,
it's so
I have to text
easier.
You, like, are you mad at me? And they're like, no, I'm not mad at you. And I'm like, well, what? My agents now know, their assistants now know, that before they call me, they will text me and be like, hey, I'm going to call you. It's about this.
Yes.
Blah, blah, blah. Is that cool? And I'm like, great. Or they'll send me an email. And or they'll be like, hey, gave you a ring. We want to talk about this. I'll call you back at this time.
Just let me know what it's about. I think that's the thing. I don't like not knowing things. So let me know up front before you let me know.
But what about when, like, you're calling for a problem? You already know the problem.
Oh,
just talk about it.
Oh, if I have a problem, I don't tell anyone. And that's my issue.
Yes.
Oh. My main problem is I bottle my problems.
Completely. I needed to get my car serviced, like, 30 days ago. And I just, like, the website wasn't working to schedule an appointment. So I'm like, I'll just wait.
So
like,
now I'm just Fred Flintstoneing over the way here.
Fine. I don't really need an oil change. Like, it'll happen eventually when the website's working again.
Hilarious. Well, this is an advice podcast. It is called Just a Tip, an advice podcast hosted by me, Megan Batune. One time I left an acai bowl in my car so long that it fermented. So that's why I have a friend here to help me help you. Megan Rinks.
I did my own whoop whoop. It's a sad day.
After a quick internet stalk, you've taken all of the BuzzFeed quizzes?
All of them.
How?
Every single one.
How? Number one, how? And two, how many?
Okay. I've taken hundreds. And I now have to let it kind of like stockpile up over a week so that I can like go take the rest of them. Because like otherwise I just like, I don't like being too on top of it because I just feel sad. And then there's like, I have nothing to do. So I've taken honestly hundreds. Like I know... But the worst part is I take them, I spend all this time, and I don't even, like, backlog the answers. So, like, I don't remember what Disney princess I am. Like, I don't remember what cheese I would be, like, based on, or, like, I don't know what city I'm supposed to live in, like, based on my favorite frozen yogurt toppings. But, like, I spent the time out of my day to take it, and I just didn't, it didn't stick with me.
It doesn't stick with me either.
Yeah.
I think I've taken a handful. Like, I probably have taken, like, what Office character or what Friends character.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I'm definitely Monica.
Oh, I'm like a... combination of Monica, Phoebe, and like a little bit of Rachel, but like I'm the combo of all the worst things about all of them and like none of the positive attributes.
That's what part of Monica are you the most?
I'm like so controlling and like
same.
My boyfriend is Chandler. Our relationship is like Monica and Chandler, and me constantly being like, why are you doing that? And him being like, I don't know. Like, I am so, like, just like, I everything has to be done my way. And I'm also like I cook at home. And so I don't even let people bring, like, what happened with Rachel and the trifle for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
I would never let that happen because I would never let anyone bring any side dishes. Like, my friend brought for, like, we did a St. Patrick's Day party, and she brought, like, green Rice Krispie treats. And I was like, those are really ugly, so I made other desserts. So,
I'm
like,
crying.
We cannot have those in the pictures, but, like, you guys can eat them after I have the desserts that I made. Like, I will make something if I know you're bringing mashed potatoes. I will also make mashed potatoes, just, like,
that's
in case they're not good.
So funny.
And I'm not even going to eat the mashed potatoes. Like, that's how controlling I am. It's terrible. It's not good.
That.
It's, like, not a trait I'm proud of at all. Like, it's bad.
I feel like I'm the same way with Monica in the sense of, like, I'm super OCD about, like, super particular and nitpicky about things.
Yeah.
But that's really funny. Yeah.
It's not good. It's not a nice thing. And I run like Phoebe. And what other bad things? Just, like, not the good stuff. And then I'm just, like, a little too attention-seeking like Rachel. And I'm a little – and I'm, like, a ditzy version of, like, Phoebe and Rachel.
A ditzy version of Phoebe?
Saying, like, those things. Oh. Like, those aspects of them. Not ditzier. No. And I'm, like, granola-y like Phoebe.
Granola-y.
Yeah, like hippy-dippy. Like, that kind of thing.
Love the
But I also like expensive shoes like Rachel. So, it's, like, hard to
I
be
love
me.
That. If you – what character of Friends are you most attracted to in the male sense?
Chandler, 100%.
Yeah.
That's, like – and that's, like, my boyfriend to a T.
Yeah.
Is just, like,
I'm dating Matthew Perry.
Yeah. So, like, minus the drugs. But, like, so that's, like, by far what I'm attracted to. Because I like the kind of, like, someone who's annoyingly calm to balance out my crazy.
Yeah.
So it's not even someone who's just chill. It's, like, he's chill to a fault and I'm crazy to a fault.
Sure.
And so it kind of balances it out there.
I think so. What's your friend's character? Who are you the most like?
I think I'm probably most, like, Phoebe.
In the what sense?
In the, like, weird...
eccentric, like...
Yeah, just, like...
Doesn't shop at Pottery Barn until she realizes she likes Pottery Barn.
Like, so much. Like, I hate Gelson's until I go to Gelson's
every
day.
That's so true! You do hate things to a fault until you're like, you know when people are like, oh, they're innocent until proven guilty?
Yeah.
You're like, they're guilty until they're proven innocent.
Oh, that's how I feel that, though.
And I mean, like, I wish I had a talent like Phoebe. Like, I wish I knew how to play the guitar.
I mean, does Phoebe know how to play it?
Hey.
Smelly cat. Smelly cat.
That's the best song ever.
I should dance to that. I will.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
I will.
Wait, can you do it when Cats, the musical movie, comes out starring Taylor Swift?
She's doing this?
Yeah. So if you thought The Greatest Showman was bad, you think Cats,
can we all go see it together?
Yes. I don't know if I can pay for it. We have to go on a plane to all watch it together. There are certain movies that I will only watch on an airplane.
That's so true.
Yeah. No, they're plane movies, and I save them. It's usually movies that my friends have auditioned for that we're not allowed to spend money on to go see.
I'm crying.
Or it's movies that I'm like, this looks funny, but not that funny. And I've traveled a lot recently, so I like haven't, like, I want to go see Blockers. My friend auditioned for it, so I can't. And I wanted to see Life of the Party. My friend auditioned for it, so I can't see it. So I was like, hey, I've stockpiled some good movies to watch on a plane when we go to Mexico. Like,
that's hilarious.
Nice. Got to stockpile them.
Have you seen the movie This Is Us? Wait, Me Before You.
Oh, my God.
It's about a paraplegic and a girl that, like, takes
He's
care of him.
Hey, I watched that on a plane.
So did I. Were you dying?
I was. Okay. I watched it on an international flight.
Same. And so, I was like,
were you crying?
Like, I couldn't breathe.
Okay. I'm not a crier.
She's like, well, that's because all the oxygen really in mad? The plane got sucked out.
It was crashing.
It was, yeah, that's why I was crying. It was Emilia Clarke and Sam.
I love just saying it in different pitches to try and find his last name.
Yeah, where does it come in?
Sam Rockwell. Clayfin.
Clayfin, not Rockwell. Who's Sam Rockwell?
I don't know. Sounds fun, though.
Yeah, Sam Clayfin. Yeah, so I didn't dislike it. I love any movie with British people, like set in the countryside, like very pretty. It was nice. I liked it, I think. It was sad, though.
Oh, but you're not a crier.
I don't think I cried. I don't really cry in a lot of movies. I'm not like a movie crier. I also don't like movies that try and make me cry. The last time I remember really crying hard was in Parenthood because they scam. Because I won't watch feel-good shows.
Yeah.
I'm not a feel-good show person. But Parenthood scams you because the first three seasons, there's nothing sad.
Yeah.
And then suddenly, like, just start throwing sadness at you.
But every episode, it's like, oh, my gosh.
And then, but you're like, I'm three seasons deep and I love this show. And, like, why are you hurting me now? And I was just so mad about it. Like, I don't get why. But then the last one that I almost cried in, but I didn't, was Eighth Grade, Bo Burnham's movie.
You cried in it?
I didn't because I got my lashes done that day, so I couldn't cry. So I just was snotting the whole, like, I was going, like, I'm, like, gripping the seats going, like, I'm making so much noise, and it was quieter than, like, any movie I've ever been in, and it's just snot dripping down my face, and I'm just trying to not cry because it just burns,
oh,
and then
God.
Your eyelashes all fall out.
Is that what your eighth grade was like?
Oh, my God. Wait, so have you seen it?
I have.
Okay, so not only was that me to a T.
Really?
Just throw on some transition lenses, and that's what I looked like. Like, that didn't also, like, if you have ever seen anyone transition lenses, they never get fully dark.
Sure.
But mine not only didn't get fully dark, I got them so they got dark pink, like not even like black/gray.
Right.
And I dressed even weirder than her. I was so much weirder than her. And like, I didn't make YouTube videos at that time, but I started making YouTube videos when I was like 15, 16. So even that aspect of like her making all these advice videos on how to be confident was literally like the first videos I ever made was all these like giving people advice on like how to feel good about yourself as I'm like literally being like, I hate everything.
Right.
And it was just like, it was so close. So I felt, my friends, they were like, did you feel personally victimized by this movie?
That's,
and I was like,
so
yes.
Interesting. Because I love Bo Burnham and I watched the movie. I thought it was a great film, but I just couldn't relate
at
all.
Oh,
and that's so funny because it does seem it's exactly like your story.
And I went with one of my best friends and her and I were both like, this is just like, I feel personally victimized. Like both of us were like, this is fucked up. This is so not nice. Like this feels like I feel attacked. And it was like, it was so good. But it was like, that was like the hardest part to watch because like there's so many. Like, at least we went with two other friends, and one of our friends was like, yeah, no, I, like, relate to in some aspects. But then her and I were like, oh, no, this was me. Like,
yeah.
This was literally me. It was,
whoa.
It, like, hurt my whole soul. But I loved it.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things of being like, I hate every moment of this, and I feel so terrible, but right. I loved this movie.
What was your first YouTube video that you made?
Oh, gosh.
Can you remember?
Well, I think the first technical one I made was, like, an introduction to my channel, because, mm-hmm. like, people were obviously watching and like wanted to know what they were gonna see, even though nobody
let us
there.
Know.
I love when it's like you're addressing like, hey guys. I'm like, there's no guys. There's no girls, there's no guys, nobody is here. But my friend had made YouTube videos prior.
Okay.
And so I made her like sit with me while I did it. And so it like people kind of knew who she was at that point. The four people who watched it. but it was just an introduction, and I started my YouTube channel because I got mono before my senior year of high school.
Oh.
And so I'm like so quiet and like sick and like no energy in the videos that it's like starts like, hey guys, it's like, I'm making us YouTube videos, like the channel and stuff. And I didn't know you weren't really supposed to swear back then. Okay. And so I'm just like cursing like left and right.
Oh my God. I didn't,
yeah, it was a mess. And there are so many videos. Most of them are still up of that time. The only ones that aren't still up are like, I definitely had like wearing clothes that I shouldn't have. I had like accidental nip slips in videos that I didn't notice. And then I was like, oh, I'm going to delete this now. And that's now I'd hilarious. Be like, let me just private it. But yeah, so those are like the early ones. But I started doing like beauty stuff because I thought that's what YouTube was.
Right.
Because that's what she did. So I didn't know there were other things. And so I was like, I think this is what you're supposed to do. And I had no skill set whatsoever.
That's so great. So you just started making videos because you wanted to.
Yeah.
Like, there was no like end goal back then.
Because it was like there wasn't even like AdSense back then. Like people weren't doing like no one was like making money off of it. And so because I grew up acting and so I used to go to like theater camp or do summer productions. But because I was so sick, I was on like bed rest. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, I guess I'll just like make YouTube videos to fill my time. And so that's like where that started.
Whoa.
And then I just stuck with it. And I never thought it was going to be a thing.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, I'll just, like, quit this eventually. Like, this weird thing where I talk to my laptop.
Right.
My MacBook that's, like, propped open at a really unflattering angle. And I'm like, it's, like, lagging. I'm like, ooh, hello.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
And look at you now.
Look at me now, wearing leggings, sitting on this couch.
Look at me. You can't. It's a podcast.
It's a podcast. You can hear me.
Well, speaking of advice, let's try and give some.
Oh, I'm so ready.
So people write into us their sticky situations, and we try our best to give them advice. A lot of times we do what we actually would do mm-hmm. and then what you should do.
Okay, great.
So let's hopefully help some girl that needs help. Around the time I got engaged, a close friend of mine met a guy and quickly fell in love. Halfway through my engagement, they were engaged. At this point, I was 3 months out from my wedding. She had agreed to be a bridesmaid along with four other great friends of mine. Long story short, she decided to get married 5 days before me on the weekend that I had reserved for my bachelorette party, which she was meant to be a part of. It escalated into a terrible situation that drove a huge wedge into our relationship. She told me, and of course, I was upset and confused by this. She then started to speak terribly about me and other bridesmaids, telling everyone how petty we were and smearing our reputations. It was ugly and it was painful. Our friendship has ended, neither of us were at the other's wedding, and parts of my family are still not speaking over this incident. Here we are 10 months later and some of the dust has settled. For a long time, I was so hurt and angry. She was my best friend of 20 years. I'm 31 now. Anyway, I've been feeling like I'm finally letting this whole situation go and moving on, but I found a site where I can anonymously send her a box of animal poop. I realize this is pretty low, but it's so funny and no one really gets hurt. Should I take my last revenge or move on like the adult that I pretend to be? From the petty bride. I feel like the mailman might get hurt.
Yeah.
From giving this poop.
I wonder how it's packaged.
Yeah. Have you seen websites like this? It's like,
no.
I remember being really hurt in a relationship and I didn't know what to do. And I remember typing in, I don't know how I found it. I don't think I actively searched for it. But you can send like rotten roses or something, like a dozen rotten roses. And it's like, here, this is death, just like you made me feel, or something like that.
If I had known about this, I would have not had to be so, like, creative with my petty pettiness.
You were the one getting animal poop, sending it yourself? 100%
would have done that. Would have just, like, collected animal feces and been like, can I pick up after your dog? Let me put this in a box.
I do wonder how it is packaged.
I wonder that. Like, what,
are you
also, how much is it?
Yeah, let's see.
And what's shipping costs?
Is it included?
Yeah.
So here we go. It's called poopsenders.com. Very creative.
They got a .com.
Yes, ma'am.
That's big.
You can send cow dung. And just so we know, all of these sizes are in either quart or gallon.
Gallon?
Yes, ma'am. .com.
What does it come in?
Like
a bucket?
Yeah.
We have,
probably.
We have cow dung, elephant crap, gorilla poop, or combo pack.
A combo pack.
Combo with
crap.
The combo pack, you obviously either get the gallon or the mega pack.
Of course.
Wow.
It's like, a quart of gorilla poop is only $20.
Oh my gosh.
Only? It costs zero to make it.
Sounds like
you gotta
deal.
Feed the gorilla.
It's true.
You gotta feed him $20 bills.
It comes in a box and it's contained in a bag.
Okay.
And on top of the bag, it's like an opaque bag so you can't see what's in it.
Thank God. I
but
love that.
It says, oh my God. There's a card that says, you've been pooped on, want to know by whom? Then you open the bag. And then it releases the thing, and then the other side of the card says, we'll never tell, www.poopsenders.com.
Well, I feel like the card is a dead giveaway.
Oh, of
well,
what?
Sure.
If it said you've been pooped on?
No, but it doesn't say who. You turn around and it says Poopsenders.
But does it say that before you open the bag?
Each package of poop contains the following business card right in the mess. Okay.
Oh. So. Okay, so you have to open it to see that.
When they see the front of the card, they will have to open the bag, releasing the nasty aroma, then dig it out of the poop, only to find this on the back.
Why would they dig out anything?
I don't know. Well,
this is not a Little Rascals ring situation. No one's biting into a styrofoam ball to find the card.
Such a niche.
I know, it's a really weird reference that I just made.
No, I love it.
I am into it.
Because, wait, have you seen The Little
Rascals?
I have,
not in a long time, enough that I'm like, I vaguely remember that, but I couldn't make that reference.
So, Darla, like, what's Alfalfa and Darla have that date, and all the Boys Hate Girls Club, whatever it's called, they are, like, spying on them, and he brings out all of this food, and then maybe it's a snowball, but it looks like a styrofoam.
Oh, I think it probably was a styrofoam set.
Yeah, exactly. And so she bites into it, and she's like, "Oh, Alfalfa." She bites into it, and it's like this. She starts chewing on this ring, and she like fishes out this ring in her snowball, and then she's like, "Yeah, I don't know what she's. I don't know the words."
Are you talking about the original, the 1930s R Gang, or the remake, The Little Rascals, the movie?
The movie. What's the R Gang one?
R Gang is, it was made in like the 30s, and it was like the original
Little Rascals. This is the one.
Because that one, they bite into like a little cake.
It is a cake, supposedly. But it really looks like a piece of styrofoam. It's a styrofoam spear. either way, poop in a box. Would you do it ever?
I mean, granted, I would just never be friends with this girl again. Like, that's the thing that, like, this whole thing of, like, being, like, oh, it's, like, 10 months, I'm getting over it. I don't think you have to get over it. And I also think when, like, somebody does something that's, like, a massive low blow, that's also just selfish. Like, I get that you're, like, you're in love and everything's great and all that. But, like, you kind of have to disregard somebody else's, like, feelings and your commitments to them to, like, to, like, then, like, oh, plan your wedding and all that stuff before. So, like, if it was me, I just, like, I wouldn't. I don't know. I'm also somebody, like, if I see somebody fuck over somebody else, even if it's not me, I'm like, I'm keeping you at a distance, because if you can do that to somebody, like, you can just as easily do that to me.
Right.
Like, that doesn't seem fun.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so, like, I also think, like, if you want to send somebody shit, you also don't want to be their friend.
Yeah. You know? It's also your money that you're losing.
Yeah.
My thing about this whole situation is, why would anyone ever do that? Why would someone plan their wedding before yours on your bachelorette party weekend, like, at all? If she was close enough to be one of your bridesmaids, it kind of seems like she doesn't like the situation that's going on. Maybe she's jealous. Maybe she doesn't want to be friends, because that's not a friend thing to do.
Or she's just, like, so caught up in being in love that she just isn't thinking about anybody else, which is just selfish. Like, that's, like, it's irresponsible and, like, immature to be like, hey, this is, like, prior commitments that I've had, like, as an adult.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to disregard all of those things, and in a really petty way. And, like, there's no way to defend and justify that as that girl. So if she has found a way to do that and, like, has vilified the other bride and, like, all of her friends, like, that's just, like, you don't need that shit. Even if you get over it in 10 months, like, you can be, like, you can move past it and not harbor that, like, massive amount of hate towards her, but I don't think she should be friends with her.
No.
I think she should send the shit and just not be friends with her.
That's what I
should
do both. Because I feel like, absolutely, I feel like this girl, I know that you were friends with her for 20 years, but she's not a good friend. So definitely she's out of the picture. Nix her for sure. And I feel like if sending poop is going to make you feel better about it and kind of be the closure that you need, closure as she opens it, it's just, like, the exact moment, then do it.
Yeah.
For sure. Who cares? You're not hurting anyone, really.
But she's definitely gonna know it's her.
Yeah.
There's no way. Unless she pisses off so many other people.
Right.
In which case, like, you probably should have known that, like, she was gonna, like, backstab you at some point. But, like, yeah, she's gonna know it was her.
Yeah. Would you send the poop? She's like, I have things to do with $20.
Exactly. Like, to me, it's just like, should you, would you, should you? Yeah, if you got 20 extra bucks, like, for sure do it. But I wouldn't, just because I'm like, I'm not giving you money.
I don't think I would do it. Because I just don't think it would be worth it for me. Because it's still effort.
Yeah.
Even though you're, like, giving someone something that's shitty and actual shit, it's not, I don't think it would just, it would be worth time to go do it on the website. It would be worth my money. It would show effort that she's still affecting me.
You also don't get to see the
reaction.
That's
what I was going
to
say. Yeah. I wouldn't feel good unless I, like, what if, like, something happened in shipping and, like, or she didn't get it? Like, I would have to, like, stake out outside of her house to, like, watch the whole thing go down. I wouldn't get satisfaction unless I saw it happen.
Right.
Or I saw the after effects.
There's some flower companies that take a picture of the flowers and of the door that you leave it under, so you know exactly when it gets delivered and what it looks like. They should do that. Poop secrets. What is it called?
Poop secrets.
Yeah, you were thinking Soup Secrets. You bitch. Soup Secrets is the best soup in the world.
It's by literally
Lipton.
Broth in a couple like remnants of mac and cheese.
Ew.
It's called poopsenders.com.
Poopsenders. That's okay. This is how to make your business better. This has become a business note podcast. Poopsenders, I think you got to change your website name to something cuter.
Like Poop Secrets?
And then you should also document when it's delivered and hopefully a reaction. They should stake out. That's part of the cost.
Ooh.
They should stake out and take a photo of when the person opens their door to get it.
Mm.
It's a lot more.
But does anyone? No one opens the packages outside anymore.
Only in movies.
Of course.
See, maybe, that's what I would need, though. Like, yeah. I would need a video camera inside it.
Yeah.
Or what if, like, I don't know, if I didn't know where a package was coming from and it was delivered to me, I wouldn't open it.
Never?
I'd probably, unless I like recognized the address, I'd like make my boyfriend open it or something.
Oh, that's, I open everything.
Oh, I'm so scared. I like get scared of ordering Postmates like to my address. Like I want to order it next door.
Do you change your name on like Postmates stuff or Uber Eats?
No.
I don't either.
Nope.
Have you been recognized?
No. Oh. I also don't like, along with, like, not answering the phone, I also don't like answering the door. I don't know the last time I've answered the door. I just, like, you can leave a package, anything. Like, unless it's a friend who I know is coming over, they'll text, like, hey, I'm here. But, like, I won't. I get too scared. So, like, you can just leave the food.
Have you been recognized?
Yeah, a lot.
Yes.
And I should change my name and stuff.
But they're still going to know you if they...
Oh yeah. Well, I put one of those masks on.
Oh, I answer. Put a mask, yeah,
like in the It Takes Two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and
fantastic
so,
film.
So good.
Fantastic. Some of their best.
That's the peak of Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Oh, I mean, Grant, first of all, besides the Sleepover Machine song, like that was great. I mean, that was from the TV show. I was a massive Mary-Kate.
I had every VHS.
I did as well, and I also recorded every episode that ever was on TV. Even if I owned the VHS of It Takes Two, I would also then record it.
It Takes Two is such a good movie.
It's so good. I should rewatch that. I just need it on DVD because I just have it on VHS.
Are you more Mary-Kate or Ashley?
Okay, so
I
always wanted to be Mary-Kate more.
Same.
Because like she was just cooler.
She was a little cooler.
But like I wasn't cool. So like I was definitely neither of them, but I was definitely not Mary-Kate. But like Ashley was like prettier. Not prettier, but like she played like the more frilly, girly, prettier characters.
Polished.
And Mary-Kate always like played kind of more of like the like grungy tomboy, which I was not. A grungy tomboy, but like I also like wasn't cute and girly, so I was just like I gravitated towards Mary-Kate. Plus, I just liked I liked her name. Like,
yeah,
it was, like cool.
I was very Mary-Kate. I have a sister, and we're super close in age, and I would always be Mary-Kate, and she'd be Ashley, and we would sing like all of the songs that they sing,
good.
All of their like mystery sleuth ones, and then the Brother for Sale.
Uh huh. Only 50 cents. So good.
Yeah.
So good. I recently sang that in like a video and I was
really?
Like, could not remember the rest of it. Brother for Sale, only 50 cents. You can lease.
Love him. You can hug him. You can buy or rent.
Buy or rent. For some reason, I kept thinking the word lease was in it. You can like lease him.
Like, well, I guess that's a rent.
Yeah. But
Brother
I know that makes sense.
Brother for Sale, only 50 cents. You can hug him. Oh, you're doing the full chorus.
Yeah. No,
he's
no,
not
take
a
it away.
Big expense.
Wait, can you play it?
Yes, I can.
Really? Is this on YouTube or is it available on iTunes?
Okay.
Brother for sale, only 50 cents. Brother for sale, he's not a big expense. You can hug him, you can buy him, you could buy or rent. Brother for sale, only 50 cents.
But also, like, how much do you want, like, that age? You want an older brother? I'd be like, nah, I'm not paying for that. You can give me money to have, like, an older brother if you don't
Right. 50 cents for an older brother, 20 for a bag of poop.
Honestly.
Something's wrong
here.
Figure
out your priorities.
I mean, I get inflation, but this much?
Yeah, that's a lot.
Okay, just a tip for this girl. Should she give the poop or should she just move on?
I say don't give the poop because she's not going to know. Like, you're not going to see the satisfaction. I think the idea of getting the satisfaction would be great. And I would also wait on it because maybe a couple years down the road, there'll be, like, a cooler startup that involves you being more petty and more salty and you'll get more satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
So I say wait on it.
I figured it out what they should change their URL to. Okay, we're going to change. We're going to rebrand Poop Senders to Petty Zoo.
That's so smart.
Thank you.
Wow. That might be too smart. That took me a second to get. That's really good.
Thanks.
That's
I feel really good. Yeah. Take this.
Petty zoo.
Take it. You get, Poopsenders, you can take Petty Zoo.
No, ask for money.
You need 50 cents or a brother.
Yeah, or a brother. All you want is an older brother.
Yeah, truly.
Just to rent.
Just to rent. Real quick, only for a couple times. I guess I would say I wouldn't do it personally, but if this is going to make you feel good, if this is the only thing that you can do to make you feel like you have closure, send the poop if you got an extra $20 plus shipping. I'm sure it's not included.
$9.95.
Oh. No, it's half price for shipping. It's $30 for this.
Well, how much is handling? Because you know they sneak
dignity.
You in.
Handling, dignity. Yeah. Shipping, $10. Well, okay, just a tip for this girl.
I agree with you 100%. I think if it's going to make her feel good, for sure, send it, waste the money, or you could spend that $30 like eating pizza.
Yeah, or buy Facetune too and just like post some really great pictures of yourself. You'd be like mad.
Do you have a Facetune tip?
No, I don't use Facetune.
Neither do I.
And like I get really, I just like there's some times where I'm like, I should just use Facetune because I get so annoyed when I see girls who like, or anyone who like looks insane and then I know them in real life, but I get upset about their pictures, even though I should know that they don't look like that in real life, that it's Facetune. But I'm like, even if I saw you that day, I will still get upset about it. And I'm like, I should just start fucking Facetuning my pictures too. But
it's
I just,
crazy.
They just really downgrade the quality of the picture. So like that's pretty much why I'm not gonna do it.
Yeah, I can't save his actual size. It's crazy how people don't realize how much they're Facetuning. Yeah. Like, I follow some people, and I'll be like, I'll go, this looks crazy, and then I'll show Irene and go, this is not a real person. Look, you look like a cyborg at that
moment.
If you're too smooth, everyone knows.
Yeah, you've no bridge of your nose. But then there's some people who also do it so subtly and, like, very tiny that it's like you think, like, oh, no, that's what they definitely look like.
Right.
And there's a whole Instagram account called Celeb Face, which I recommend. It's a great follow. And they show all of the, like, original Getty image pictures of celebrities and people and Instagrammers. And then they show the, the picture that they posted versus, like, that. And the tiny edits. And weirdly enough, it's so comforting to know, like, Bella Hadid hates one of her eyebrows. Right. And you're like, oh, wow, this is someone who, like, is deemed, like, looking, like, conventionally perfect. And they don't even, like, the things that I would never notice. So that makes me like, I'm not going to face you my stuff because, like, I would never think that you should do that. Not that I think anyone should, but I would never think that someone who looks like that would feel insecure about something. And then you see the original picture and you see nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
But they can see something wrong with it. So I'm like, oh, fuck this. If I have to spend all this time, like, editing things, like, it's a never-ending cycle.
Right,
I'd rather not do that.
I love that. While we're on the subject of recommending Instagram accounts, I found this account called Honest Couple. Do you follow it?
No, what is that?
So they post pictures of real life couples, like real people and also celebrities sometimes. And then the captions are so dark and cynical.
Oh, I love that. It's so funny. Oh, I
it
love
is
that.
So funny.
Can you submit your own pictures?
Yeah. Oh, you can?
That's how they get all the pictures.
Oh, yeah, because
you can't like just take people's stuff.
I mean, they took some of like Kim and Kanye before. Oh, God. Okay, so I'll read one. This one's a little bit long, but I'll read it anyway. So it's a picture of a girl and a guy. Her arm is around him, and they're both smiling. The caption says, "Once we started dating, I stopped hanging out with all of my friends. That's how I always am with relationships. My boyfriend becomes my entire world. I know it's unhealthy, but I just get so caught up in the intimacy that I stop needing friends to hang out with and, in general, disappear from all the other aspects of my life, the things that made me an interesting, vibrant enough person to make someone want to date me in the first place. As soon as we break up, I'll desperately call my friends, begging them to hang out with me and coach me through the breakup. And they will. They always do. Fools. Then once I find someone new, I'll abandon them again."
Wow. So those are, so like, that's like the moderator, whoever runs the account.
Yeah.
Oh my God. They write those captions. You don't like submit your own confessions like, I hate my boyfriend.
I'm sure they don't even need that part. They could probably sense that.
That's so funny.
It's such a good account. I think it's hilarious.
Okay. I'm going to follow that. Yeah. I like that. I like some dark, cynical humor.
So do I.
His name, the owner of the...
Oh, we have credit.
Oh, they all want credit.
Everyone, they all want credit.
Yeah, common
credit.
White girl problems? Nah, you know. They're like, follow my main account. See where I post Fashion Nova.
Yeah.
Click it.
Follow my personal account.
They want the brand deals.
It's, his name is...
Watch it be someone I know.
I know, is right?
It's going to be Kyle.
Right?
He's
posting right now.
It's Jake Weissman. He's this really...
Wait, I know that name.
He's a really funny actor. He's a comedian. And he's on the show Corporate.
I know him from something else.
He's... His own personal Instagram, it's so funny. He always has a knife in his pictures. Okay. Like, even if it's just a picture of his cat, he has, like, a plastic knife next to it, and he never talks about the knife.
Really?
Yeah, so it'll be, like, him and his little, like, nephew, and he's just, like, holding a knife, and he's, like, love playing blocks with Sammy.
What's his user? Is his username Jake Wiseman? Mm-hmm. I wish it was something like Jake Knife Man or something.
Yeah.
Funny.
Okay. Want to help another person?
What?
Want to help another person?
Oh, I do. I was like, yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, I stopped talking English. Talking English.
It's okay. I also stopped listening at some point. Where I'm just like,
do-do-do.
Yeah.
Here we go. Number two. I'm a 22-year-old girl living in a new city. I have a new job, and I'm even going back to school. I've never been in a relationship or had a boyfriend, and I honestly don't think anyone has ever been seriously interested in me. I get so nervous talking to guys. If a guy is even remotely flirting with me, I don't know what to do or say. I just kind of giggle or laugh or whatever, and I don't know how to handle myself. I have all the opportunity to find someone, but I don't know how to begin and start talking to someone. What's a girl to do? From Insecure Introvert. I think the giggling and laughing part is spot on for now.
I mean, also, she said that people, like, when someone shows interest in her.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of this stems from probably, not to, like, say things about people when they're not saying it, but I think it probably stems from insecurity.
Yeah.
Because, oh, she said she was insecure at the end, right?
Yeah.
That was her signature. Great, right? Insecure
yes.
and
introvert.
Introvert, yes. So I think, like, she can recognize that people are flirting with her. But she's then saying, I don't think anyone's ever seriously been interested in me.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's, like, I think it's just to qualify with, like, the fact that this is hard. Like, that totally sucks. Like, I find with, like, my friends and like, personal experience and stuff, like, if you don't, like, date when you're in high school and you, like, kind of, like, you know, get that, stuff done, then by the time you get into college, you're not really like, oh, I want to just, like, have a random hookup or do this, because a lot of times people don't really want to, like, seriously date in college, and then you get out of college, and, like, I think this is an easier situation to be in than a lot of people think. And I also, like, not to say that, like, promote my own podcast, but we get so
definitely
many
do
of these exact same messages, and every single one is a girl being or a girl or guy being like, I feel like I'm the only one. And I'm like, if you only knew that we're only answering one of these, because there are 500 people who are in the same boat. But I say the first thing to do is fake. I'm all for faking confidence, even if you don't have it.
Yeah.
And the great thing about moving to a new city and, like, being with a new group of people is, like, those people don't know that you don't have a ton of experience, or they don't know that you've never been in a serious relationship or, like, ever really dated somebody, or you're an introvert, or you're really insecure about it. Like, you can create your own storyline and you can really, like, be that person that you're like, gosh, I always wish I was like that. And not that that's, like, lying or faking it the whole time, but I think that false, I think everybody, when you start, like, meeting and dating people, you always put your best foot forward.
Of course.
You always start with being like, oh, I'm so cool and confident, and then we're going to date for 6 months. You're going to realize I'm, like, a total insecure mess. But, like, it's fine now. So I think, like, I would say automatically dating apps. I know that, like, sucks because they're not fun and my friends are constantly complaining about them. And I actually have one of my friends dating app, her profile on my phone. So I match with guys as, like, her matchmaker. And I'm like, hi, this is Megan here responding. What do you like about my friend? And, like, tell me about you. Did you vote for Donald Trump? Like, how can I, like, clear you out fast?
Interesting.
Oh, it's very fun for me. And she likes it because she hates the small talk aspect. And so I just show her, like, the creme de la creme. And I love flirting and talking to people. Not that I'm flirting with them. They know it's me.
Yeah.
But I love talking to people and, like, that whole thing. And I, like, can't because I have a boyfriend. And he'd be like, why are you have a dating app?
Right.
It's not my profile.
So when the guys realize that it's another person kind of, like, sifting through them, are they, like, down for it, or how do they respond?
So the profile itself, that's also kind of how I weed out guys who are just swiping and not reading the profile. So every caption on – so all of the answers are – in, like, not third person, but are from me saying, like, and it was like, oh, what would you say is the worst idea you've ever had? And it's like, setting up this dating profile. Like, she would probably – like, this friend would probably say, like, setting up the dating profile, letting my friend set up this dating profile. By the way, I am this friend account run by her, like, run by me.
Gotcha.
And then all of the captions of the photos, like, this is so-and-so with this person who's not me. And the last one was like, this is my friend. And, like, this is me. I run this profile. Like, look how great we are. Like, isn't she so pretty?
Yeah.
And so guys who will message and be like, hey, what's up? I'm like, oh, so you just looked at the picture. You didn't read anything. You just swiped right on the first picture. But then a lot of people will be like, so am I talking to this person or am I talking to the friend?
Right.
And then that's how I'm like, okay, good, great. The guys who, like, get it automatically.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, those are the ones I'm more interested in for her because they're not just swiping on just a picture.
That's so cool. Have really you fun. Found any good guys?
Not one. There have been, like, there's just, like, a lot of, like, just some, I don't know, there's just not a good crop of people in LA on dating apps. And I constantly am trying to tell her, I'm like, no, stay on them, stick it out. And as I'm like, I have one, I'm like, this is really terrible, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
But I think like it takes a long time before there's like at least one or something that you're interested in.
Yeah. I've met one guy on a dating app. Still my friend now, but I like I've only messaged one guy, only been on one date, and then I deleted everything.
Yeah.
It is really hard, but like it's so hard because this girl, yeah, she moved to a new city, she has a new job. Well, that's maybe you can meet someone at work, or maybe a work friend knows another friend or something. Mm-hmm. That's the best, I think, scenario is getting a friend of a friend to date you.
Yeah.
Because like with dating apps, it's also you're like lying, but even more. Like you lie in person and be like, yeah, I've got it all together. But on dating apps, you can like make you look like how exactly you want to be seen. Like all of social media.
No, totally. I also think though, but if she depends on what she wants, like if she wants a relationship and a boyfriend, I also just think the likelihood that the first guy that you go out with, or like if you date anyone too close to whatever circle, like the whole thing, like don't shit where you eat, maybe go out on a couple dates as like training wheels, even if you don't like those guys.
Right.
So then if there's a guy at work you think is really cute, you're like, I've got a couple dates in my back pocket, I'm good. Like I did that with my boyfriend when he and I were friends before we started dating. And then right as I found out that he was like actually interested in me, I was like, cool, I'm gonna schedule like 15 dates with different guys.
Yeah.
So like I can feel like I'm like not putting all of my eggs in one basket, and I'm like actually like, oh, look at me like taking the precautions in case this doesn't work out so like I don't get totally heartbroken. But like at least I also kind of liked that because I felt like you get more confident even just like the small talk and like just the typical things that happen on a date I think could be nice because you can kind of practice with people you'll never see again.
Right.
But then like what if you go on a first date with a guy that you meet at the office and it doesn't go well and you really like him and he's not that into you and then you like have to see him every day at work.
Right. Yeah.
That's what I get afraid of. But I think that's like that's where you find a great relationship. But I think if you also just want to kind of like find your footing and kind of understand who you are as like a like in like a romantic or like sexual way or whatever, meeting and introducing yourself to like new people and finding out what you're interested in and like the kind of person you're into, I think it's good to like date different kinds of people that you might not also be very like you might not realize that you're interested in, especially if you haven't dated a lot. Like at least like the idea that I have of my type versus my type is like they're so different.
Yeah.
That I'm like, oh no, I really like really sweet like guys who are like so sensitive and like really affectionate in reality. I'm like, no, I like recovering frat boys who are like kind of douchey and don't give me enough attention. Like that's what I like. That's really what I like. But I'm not gonna you're not gonna like, I don't know, actively seek out the kind of guy that's like perfect for you. I don't think.
I think that's such a good idea. I didn't think about, like, training dates.
Yeah.
But I think – because I also don't go on many dates.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that that's such a good – because I get – it's like business meetings. Mm-hmm. Like, you realize what you need to say and how you need to say it and how you need to tailor things for different, like, production companies. So it's funny that you say that with dating because I think that could really help. I've never thought about that before.
And I think also it's just, like, when you think about it statistically, like, it's like you're going to have to go on – 15 shitty dates for one good one.
Yeah.
And if you can kind of like up your frequency of how often you're going out with people or like that you're meeting new people, and then that's just like I think like the supercharged way to figure out exactly what you want and to meet guys and like meet people who you're interested in, and then your taste and your like everything evolves, and then you feel more confident when a great guy comes along.
Mm-hmm.
So like I think like my friends, all of us, when we start dating a guy that we actually like, or we start like kind of starting to talk to him, we actually like, we all then start dating people we don't really like, we're not that into.
But yeah.
It's like comedy show. You're like testing out new material.
Right.
Being like, does this land? This stick? Does this work? And then you feel good by the time you go on a date with someone you really like.
Because
that's like waiting your wedding day for everything and then being like, I hope you're as into this as I am into you. Yeah. It's just like the pining thing. That stresses me out.
Yeah, 100%. So if she does keep on going on dates, she's going to find this on her own with all like figuring out which things that she needs to talk about or things to hold back or like what to do. But this is a question for the whole room. Have you found like a go-to dating thing to do on dates or a go-to topic or anything that kind of lets the room like get a little bit more vulnerable and like into it and not so small talky? Like, do you have any tips for getting down to the grit of the person to feel like you can connect with them more?
I mean, being a little drunk always helps.
Yes.
yep.
That definitely helps. Wouldn't recommend it if you don't drink or if you're underage. She's 22.
She's 22, so we're good
fine.
Here.
I think, like, I mean, when it comes to, like, before I think of even like the conversation topics, when I would get ready for a date, I'm also similar to you. Like, I don't, unless I start dating somebody I like or I start talking to someone, I literally date like everybody at one time. I mean, not right now if I'm in a relationship, yeah, but like if I'm like just dating, like I want to date a ton of people or I'm not dating anybody at all.
Uh-huh.
And so for me, I think it starts off more with like how I'm feeling. Like if I go in and I like, I literally, it's like an audition, like I'd wear the same outfit. Like there's like, if like a cute,
oh my God,
that makes me feel really good and I feel comfortable in, and I, it's not new. Like I know that I look good. Like right. I haven't put anything like invested in this really. So if I take all the precautions beforehand to make sure that like I'm feeling awesome and I'm feeling really great, then I don't get in my own head. So then like mm-hmm. the conversations that we have, I'm feeling like, yeah, like business meeting me, like confident aspects where I'm like, oh, I like know what I'm saying. I feel good about that kind of stuff. But I always tend to ask not like childhood kind of things, but I always think if you're like around the same age or like in that area, I would be like, what was your favorite show? Like as like, what was your favorite show from the 90s?
Right.
And like kind of bonding on that sort of stuff. Also because I didn't go to like I didn't graduate from college. Mm-hmm. So I don't have anything to be like, oh, good college story. Like
yeah.
collegiate. And I don't have like a 9-to-5. So like I always would just like kind of scale back to like back then or being like, oh, so like what were you like in high school? Like what was all that kind of stuff? Because I think now people are very into like flexing. They're like, oh, I'm like 28 and I like work in finance and I've got like this really cool apartment in Santa Monica. I'm like, I don't want to hear about that. So I think if you can kind of like cut back to a time where you can automatically find common ground and bond over stuff. So I think like TV and movies are really good. Also mm-hmm. just like ask who they voted for. And then just like once you hear the answer, leave. If
yeah.
it's not what you wanted to hear.
For sure.
Yeah. That's what I would probably say.
I really like that you said that you have like an outfit, like a a first date uniform.
Uniform.
I love that.
100%.
I have first date uniform shoes,
oh.
but the rest I don't. So it's kind of like.
How tall are you?
5'4".
Okay. So you they're heels. So you can.
Yeah.
Really, yeah. Okay. Fine. Well, cool.
How tall are you?
Not 5'4".
9 feet. Thanks for asking.
9 feet, 6 inches. I'm like 5. If you ask IMDb, I'm 5'7". And if you ask me in a casting office, I'm 5'7". I'm between 5'8 and 5'9".
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's so cool.
It's not that cool.
You can reach things.
I can reach things, but guys are not always super tall. So then, like, I think there's a confidence that comes with heels. Like, I wear heels to, like, every business meeting ever.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a confidence that comes with that. And you can't wear, like, if you, or if you're cool with, like, being way taller than a guy, most of the time I'm more okay with it than the guys are.
Yep.
And so, yeah, so, like, mine was, like, definitely not that. But I was also, when I was on dating apps, I was, like, only swiping right on guys who are, like, super tall.
Right.
Which, like, they were also, like, not that great. Like, they were all pretty terrible guys. But I was, like, but I only really, I like really only narrowed you down because you were tall. So like now I'm like, I should have been vetting you for other things.
Yeah,
that was
right?
The big thing that I was dealing with.
Head in the clouds, literally.
Yeah, literally. So many
in two ways.
Airheads, literally. Yeah. Just not too bright.
Yeah. Irene, what about you? Do you have a dating tip for the listeners?
I mean, as we mentioned before, and depending on whether or not we keep in the greatest showman debate.
Oh, no.
I like to, like, talk about stuff that people don't like. So, like, I want to know, like food somebody hates or a show somebody hates or a movie someone hates because then I get to, like, see how emphatic they are about stuff.
All right.
And, I mean, you and I have talked about this a lot before. Like, I love seeing when people are passionate about something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's – it's super attractive to see when
Patience. I only date patience.
I think it's super interesting to see when people are passionate about what they love and passionate about what they hate.
Yeah.
Because I'm very passionate about a lot of stuff that I hate.
which is everything
which
until
is everything,
I see
of course.
It.
Especially Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Love Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
You love it?
I love it. There's nothing in the world I love more than Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in comedy.
It's a weird place.
It's weird, but here's the thing. Super consistent. And everywhere I go on a business trip, it's right next to the hotel.
That's why I find it so weird that, like, I've been to Aruba and there was one. And I'm like, they're everywhere.
Everywhere.
And a high-end chain just doesn't make sense to me. Well, like, it doesn't compute in my head.
Do you know the story of the name of Ruth's Chris Steakhouse?
No, but I've always, like, is it Ruth's Chris or Chris?
Who's Chris is it? It's Ruth's Chris.
Was it you that told me this or did we find it out together?
Maybe we found it out together.
Okay, so there's this very fancy steakhouse called Chris's Steakhouse, or Chris Steakhouse, and it was, like, going out of business, but this lady named Ruth took it, but she didn't want all the, like, the steam to go away from it being this nice restaurant. So she's like, oh, no, just call it Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
It's the worst name ever.
It's a bad
ever.
Name. It does not
it's
roll terrible. Off the tongue at all.
Ruth's Chris. It doesn't roll off the tongue. I feel like my tongue is rolling out of my mouth.
I feel like people don't go because they can't say the name. Like, I feel like if they rebranded, it would, like, make business booming.
Maybe.
But everyone's, no one's going to be like, hey, do you want to go, like, grab dinner at Ruth's? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's gonna go.
We're just going to go there. They should call it Ruth's Chris Pudding House.
Pudding House.
Because their bread pudding is better than any steak. Ever.
I don't understand bread pudding. I'm also allergic to, like, every component of bread pudding. But even as, like, someone who loves to bake,
right.
I've never understood, like, soggy, warm bread as a dessert.
Or, say it again,
or,
Mom.
Like, say it again. Or, like, rice. The same thing with, like,
any,
like,
I hate rice pudding.
Like,
I think you were about to say you hate rice. And I was like, okay, we have to leave.
It just doesn't make sense to me. But there's so many fantastic desserts in the world that you want warm, sweet, soggy bread. It's like cereal. It's leftover cereal.
Say it slower for me one time.
It's disgusting.
Say it in the Western accent.
It's the warm, saggy.
Warm, soggy.
No, it's going to sound like saggy.
Oh, okay, right.
Warm, soggy, liquid bread.
That sounds so good.
It's disgusting.
Rice pudding?
I've never had it.
I'm on board.
I've never had it.
Oh, my God.
The
both
idea
of you.
Of it is gross.
Hey, I like bread pudding.
Yes, you do.
I have to for my job. I make...
It's a requirement.
Wait, what's your go-to date, first date thing?
Ooh, the thing about me is I like to understand where their mind is at and how open it is. So my, like, I actually use
interrogation
this.
With, like, a flashlight immediately.
Yeah. I don't know why I do this. I've done this on the past, like, 3 or 4 dates. I, like, bring up lucid dreaming and see, like.
No, she does that on the first conversation with anybody ever
that's
forever.
That's right. I love talking about lucid dreaming because I think it's awesome,
one. Can you, like, was it astral projection? Isn't that the
thing? Oh, my God, I could never.
Okay. How dare you ask me?
Because okay, so basically lucid dreaming is the Disney Channel version and astral projection is like the, what's a scary movie? I don't watch any.
Me neither. Insidious. When a Stranger Calls?
I'm like, that was terrifying. Transformers.
Disturbia?
Yeah.
I'm like a Transformers hoe. Like, I fucking love Transformers.
I've never seen it.
It's fantastic. I'm not excited for the new one. My friend's in it, so I'm excited for that aspect. But, like, I love Transformers.
Why?
It's just so good.
Like, I can't wait to see it.
It's a fantastic movie. Also, Megan Fox, underrated actress.
Truly. We did the tips.
We did the
tips. Those are our tips. Best of luck.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break while Megan gives another piece of advice that you can find on meganbatoon.com/podcast, and we'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What was your MySpace name? Do you remember?
Was it just my name? Isn't MySpace just your name?
Yeah, but people, like, got cute with it.
Really?
Okay, so, like, Megan's just, like, I got cute
yeah,
with
so
it.
Yeah, so just tell me what yours was. That's, like, the real point of this.
Well, because, like, Tila Tequila, like, you know, that's not her name.
But that was also the name of her TV show, and I think she actually might have legally changed her name. Yeah, but A Shot of Love with Tila Tequila, which was, honestly, I miss those reality shows. Flava of Love, so good. Rock of Love with Daisy, I loved Daisy. She was good. Wait, what was your MySpace name, though?
I don't want to talk about it. Because
Megan Balloon.
No, it was Megan Alamode, first of all. And then it was also Grade A Megs. Like,
hey.
Eggs. You know.
That's funny.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, mine were never that clever. And
really?
Been,
you're just Megan Rinks.
Same name. Like, I could have just
You could have taken
name.
Any of mine.
I did, like, one of my Neopets names was, like, Megatron. Because, you know, I liked Transformers.
Of course.
So... That was good. Yeah, but I always found that it was hard to do, like, Megan funny names. You
yeah.
know?
Eggs and Megan. Megs and Megan, that's too much. Like, bacon, that's too much. So self-involved.
Well, I am a Leo, so I do love talking about myself.
Megs and Megan, it's so much. All right, we can do one last question.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Here we go. And we're back. Woo-hoo. Megan, I was on your podcast not too long ago. What else are you working on? So you have the podcast.
I do.
How long have you been doing your podcast?
We were trying to calculate this. I think around a year, maybe more or less. I'm sure people can correct me because I could also just look at the first time I uploaded an episode and I don't know. But yeah, no, it's really fun. I also love giving advice. You are far nicer than I am when I give advice.
Oh God, no.
I am an asshole. But that's how I am with my friends too. Like, I'm like, do you want me to be real or do you want me to say what you want to hear?
Right. That's so good though. Because it's so funny that like kind of every friend group has that dynamic. It's like,
yeah.
The one you go to when you want just someone to say everything you want to hear, mm-hmm. and one that you go to that like will actually give yes. you advice.
My best friend refuses to tell me certain things because she's like, so I'm telling you this, and it's like kind of been like 6 months into this whole thing, and I didn't tell you originally because I knew you'd say like what I didn't want you to say, and like now I just need you to say it. Like, I just need to say it now. And I'm like, okay, like I could have like helped you through. Okay, fine, sure. Fine, just wait until you're ready to hear it.
And then I'll tell you.
Exactly.
Don't blame me with yes. Megan Rinks. That's what it's called. Yeah. You can find it all over the place.
All over. And also, we're on iTunes. I upload the full video version to YouTube, which is always fun. Lots of like me crossing my legs.
Is that fun?
It is fun because it forces me to put on makeup at least one day a week. And it's also people were asking for us to film it because they just know that my facial reactions were probably pretty good. And they are. And now people have been asking, like, can we get the audio of what you say when you're listening to the calls? And I'm like, never. It's not even like we're necessarily throwing shade. 90% of the time when we're talking, like, or we say like something while the call is going on, it's either like, oh my God, like, or just like a reaction to what's happening, or it's something completely unrelated being like, what are you gonna eat for lunch? It's like, I'm still listening, but I don't want it to like sound like I'm an asshole who's not listening, but I'm like, I'm doing both. Like, my Adderall's in full swing. I can listen to this yeah. and I can ask like, what kind of salad do you want from Mendocino Farms? Like, that's what you know.
Oh my God, I love Mendocino Farms.
Good.
Oh yeah, anything else besides your podcast?
I mean, the internet, doing all of those things. My movie's out if you guys want to watch The Honor List. It's pretty good. I mean, I think it's like more than pretty good, except the stuff I'm in. I'm always like, ooh, why'd you do that, Megan? But people like it. My butt's in it. There's nudity if you want to see it.
Ooh.
Not a stunt double. That's it. Oh, yeah, The Honor List.
Okay, I'll watch it. Where can I find it?
You can find it on demand on the iTunes store. You can get the DVD. It's on Amazon. It's also on streaming services. What are the other ones? Amazon, DVD, Google Play.
Okay, I'll probably get on Amazon.
All of those things.
That'll be the easiest for me to watch
it. It's not
it.
There. Don't say that.
I can't watch. I mean, I can't wait. I can't wait to watch and see what this scene is.
Yeah, I would love to know your thoughts. And just know, it's in front of extras. And just know, like, you would think, like, oh, they cheated it. Like, it's not really in front of all those people. It's in front of all of those people.
I can't wait.
So, yeah, it's a lot of nudity. Not a lot of nudity, but, like, a good amount of butts.
But there's butts.
There are butts.
Not nudity, but butts.
Yeah, I did some squats. I was pretty proud. I showed my Pilates instructor afterwards. I was like, is it weird if I show you a picture of my butt? And she was like, no, I'd love to see it. I was like,
I'd love to see it.
And she was like, I'm so proud of you. And I was like, thank you so much. You did this.
Do you do traditional Pilates or the one with the...
Reformer.
Yes! Yeah.
I love Reformer Pilates.
I love Reformer Pilates.
It is so fun. Maybe you don't want to say where you go, but do you go? Tell me later where you go. I'm curious.
Main tip for this is take Reformer Pilates.
Take Reformer Pilates. It's amazing.
It's the best thing that has happened to me physically.
Yeah. I love it. It's also because you can like kind of be asleep for the first like 25 minutes of class.
Yeah.
And it like wakes you up. So it's not like a jumping class where mm-hmm. you're like, I can't do this. Like, there's no excuse to not go to Pilates. That's the thing I like about it, where I'm like, even if I'm tired, I'm like, Megan, you're spending half the time, like,
right.
laying down and yeah. pressing things with your legs. Like,
right.
you can do that. Like, come on.
You
can't
so
come up
much.
With an excuse to not do it.
True.
It's great. And also, it's like, there's just so many, at least the class I go to, it's so many, like, fit moms who are so nice, and I just love them. Like, I love my crew of, like, older women, and I'm just like, what's up, guys? Like, it's so fun.
That.
It's like no models.
Yeah.
And it's like me and older women.
Same. That's the same in mine, too. We have a lot of guys in our studio, too.
We've got a couple of guys who are constantly focusing on, they're like, I just really want to build my my glutes.
It's so funny because, like, when the guys come in, they think it's, like, really easy. Because I guess ostensibly it is easy. But it's so hard. And it's as hard as you want to make it, which is why I really like it. Because if you're not putting in the work in, you're not going to get the work out.
Yeah.
But, like, the guys always think, since they are getting hurt and they need to, like, work on their like, mobility. But they're, like, struggling so hard.
Also, anything that requires, like, flexibility or, like, middle splits flexibility.
Yeah.
And they're just like, I can't move past this. And I'm like, you look like a star.
Like, they're like standing straight
literally
up.
Literally straight up. Like, their legs are at shoulder width apart. And they're like, this is as far as I can go. This is it. This is it for me. I'm done here.
Hilarious. Love it. We have time for one more question.
Woo-woo.
So here we go. I'm a 21-year-old guy, and I really like this woman, and we flirt pretty often. However, she thinks I am just being flirtatious and not serious. Now, keep in mind, she is not totally wrong in thinking this, because I do flirt a lot. But how can I show or prove to her that I'm serious about what I want with her? From a serious flirt.
Stop flirting with other people.
Yeah. But how? If you're naturally... Because I remember when I was in middle school, I would always get kind of, like, cast in this, like... kind of always flirtatious person. Yeah. But then I was like, people don't know if you're flirty or if you're nice, but really I was being a flirt.
Yeah.
So what if you can't help being a flirt?
But you can. That's the thing. Like, I would say, like, I love flirting. Like, I love flirting so much, but, like, I know I'm flirting. Like, anyone who's like, no, I didn't know I was flirting. I was just being nice. There is that of guys saying, like, no, you led me on. You're being a flirt. And that's just, like, a lot of, like, guys were like, what do you mean you could not like me? This somehow is your fault, even though I'm not that great. So, like, in that sense, like, when guys are assuming that, like, girls are flirting with them and leading them on, I'm not for that because, like, I just call bullshit on that. I think it's a lot of, like, straight white male egos that can't take, like, possible rejection that has something to do with them.
Yeah.
But when it comes to, like, a guy claiming to be a flirt and then liking somebody else, like, my boyfriend was definitely, like, because we met as friends, like, I'm so guilty of this. Like, when I always end up, like, falling for my friends and I'm oblivious, I'm the last one to know that I'm, like, into them. So okay. I'll, like, set them up with other people or, like, wing woman for them and stuff.
Oh, no.
Oh, so bad. So when he was, like, telling me that he was into me, I was kind of, like, I was kind of trying to be, like, I kind of go bullshit because, like, I was, like, kind of being your wing woman when we would hang out, and it's not like you were not into that. Like, you were fine and going along with that. But I remember one of, like, the first distinct days because I was, like, very skeptical. And so we went out with another one of our friends to, like, a work event. And for the first time ever, we were out and, like, he only had eyes for me, like, was looking at me the whole time, like, was not looking at any other girl. Mm-hmm. And I could see that change because, like, despite the fact that we had always been flirty, I wasn't stupid. I knew that he'd been flirting with other girls and I had seen that. And then just seeing the stark change, I think that's, like, I think that is very telling. Like, I don't think you can convince somebody you're serious without showing them, like, oh, no, this is actually how I feel about you. But, like, if you just to take someone's word for it and of being like, no, I flirt with everybody, this is like, no, you're like, but I'm not special. Like, if this is how you talk to everybody, you can't say that's a part of your personality and then also tell me, no, I actually like you, because, like, which part am I supposed to believe? Like, is it part of your personality or am I special and, like, do you only have these feelings for me?
Yeah, I think show, not tell is a great thing to say for this because I hope that he can see or I hope that the girl can see him in a setting or an environment with more girls that he normally would flirt with. And then, like you said, only have eyes for her. That would be the best scenario in this case. If he can pull this. And I think you can.
I think you can swing this. I totally think. I think, like, I mean, orchestrate it. Like, go to a party together where... this situation would normally occur and then have it be a situation that you've been in before where she's seen it one way and then just flirt with her, have it just be about her and then show that difference and then she can directly compare that to like, oh, wow, when we've gone here before. But I think if you take her on a date, I think there's still going to be some some skepticism there. So I think if you can just put yourself in the same environment that you'd usually be in and then make that change, she's going to see that. And then if she doesn't see it right away, continue. Because there's being persistent, like that was something that also really worked for us where he was very much like, he's like, I really like you. And like, I know that you're not sure if you like me and you're not sure if I actually like you and you think, because I really did think that both of us just liked each other because we worked together and we couldn't like each other.
Right, right.
And so then it was like, that's why we had built up this up in our heads. And he was just really persistent and like, it made me feel special because it was like, oh no, this isn't like something you say one time. And if I'm not immediately into it, you're dropping it and moving on to the next girl.
Right.
You're like, no, I'm patient. Like if you're not like ready for this yet, or like, I'm just going to like wait around until like you go out with me. Like I'm just going to be like sitting here. And then he's like, I'm not going to date anybody else. Like I'm like, and he showed me that he was really serious. Mm-hmm. And then I went on and like went on dates with like 100 other people. So like, do I actually like you?
Then I circled back.
Yeah, then I circled back. And then he, but he asked me about it. He's like, where are you going tonight? And I was like, oh, I've got a date with this guy. And he's like, what? Why did you just tell me that? I'm like, oh, you asked.
That's
I'm honest to a fault.
That's
like so bad.
Good though.
Oh, it's so bad. I'm way too honest. Like no one should ask me for my opinion unless they like really want me to be honest. Like The Greatest Showman.
Yeah.
Terrible movie.
Like The Greatest Showman.
Terrible fucking movie.
Have you ever been in a situation where, oh, I guess it sounds like you have, but that you had to show someone that you were really serious and they were like, no, 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 but you always say this, but then you were like, no, here's what I'm going to do in order to prove myself to you. Because I've been in a situation where someone was like, I'll wait for you.
Yeah.
Which is like the worst That's thing to tell pressure. Me. Like, I'll be patient. I don't want you to.
No. Yeah.
But have you been in the reverse situation where you had to prove yourself?
Like prove that I was actually really into somebody?
Yeah.
I think, I think I'm really the last person to know when I have feelings for someone.
Mm.
Like for me, I'm such a control freak, very Monica, that I compartmentalize like everything. So if I see someone as a friend, even if I like that person, I'm not going to think that I like them. Like, I will come up with every other excuse. And it's usually, like, my high school boyfriend and I got together. He was my best friend, and we got together because one of my other friends called him when she was wasted. And I was like, man's in love with you.
Oh, my God.
And then she called me, and she, like, just for the record, I called him, and I told him you were in love with him. I was like, I'm not in love with him. She's like, oh, no, you are. I'm just calling to apologize. Like, it's not a lie. And she hung up, and I was like, oh, my gosh, am I? And I turned to my friends. They were like, yeah. So I feel like I'm kind of the last one to know it. So I have to spend more time proving to myself that I'm like, oh, no, you actually have feelings for this person.
Right.
But I don't know. I mean, I definitely was not – we've been over this. I looked like – I mean, I didn't I was, like, as awkward as the girl from eighth grade. So
right.
I wasn't turning down boys left and right. I really took my friend Ivy's sloppy seconds. She was so pretty. She's still pretty. But, like, she looked like, you know, Lena from The Sisters of the Traveling Pants.
Which
Alexis
one is that?
Alexis Bledel's character.
Oh, yes.
You know how she was just, like, gorgeous? Did you read the books?
No.
In the book, she's described as just being, like, ethereal and gorgeous and just, like, she's also Greek, so she was so pretty. So she, like, dated all of the boys, and then I would, like, date their friends so she could go on double dates.
Aww.
And then I would also just, like, date her leftovers. That was my experience.
Her actual food leftovers.
Literally.
Me and the meatloaf.
Yes.
We're still having a relationship. Together.
But, yeah, so I didn't turn down a lot of people. But, yeah, I feel like, I mean, I think... I think anyone, you just have to prove being serious in a way. I don't know. I think you have to prove it to yourself first, too. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you – and that's a way to know if you actually are serious. Like, if you're spending all this time trying to impress one person or prove to them that you're into them, sometimes it also becomes, like, about the challenge of that and, mm-hmm. and getting that person who's, like, kind of unattainable versus proving to yourself, like, oh, no, this is something I really want. I don't just want it because this is kind of hard.
Yeah.
And, like, the challenge and the obstacle, which I – certainly love.
The challenge and the obstacle?
I love an uphill battle. I love it. I don't like anything
that's
easy.
But for how uphill? Like a marathon uphill? Sometimes I've been in a situation once where it was like, oh my God. It was like 2 years in the making. And then I kind of just gave up. But it like, you think you know what you want, but you don't all the way go for it because you may get rejected.
Yes.
So how long of an uphill before you got to go back downhill, before you're just rolling back to the ground zero?
I mean, I can count the amount of guys I've had like serious feelings for that is so much less than the amount of guys I've like, you know, like hooked up with or anything like that. Like the guys I've actually liked have been like so much smaller because like I'm one to stick around for far too long.
Mm-hmm.
I had like one guy that we literally were flirtatious since we were maybe in seventh grade.
Mm-hmm.
And then was like a will they, won't they until we were like in our 20s. And like we dated other people and all that stuff. But like for me, I have to like, I will build somebody up in my head and think I have feelings for them. Or like the same way with my boyfriend and I. Like now, like, I like built up in my head that like I didn't have feelings for him and that they were just something else. But with this other guy, like I built up that I had feelings for him. And finally, by the time that like we actually were both single at the same time and we both like admitted we were into each other and we went on a date, I like sat across from him and I was like, I don't have any feelings for you. Like I don't like you at all.
Whoa.
But like I get so – I don't fall – it takes me a long time to fall for somebody and then like, oh, I'm stuck for like a while.
Right.
And I have to know. Like, I need to see the completion of it. Otherwise, like, I'm like, I don't know how, like, I can't move on from it. Not necessarily closure, but I need to have, like, been given the opportunity. Otherwise, like, I'm just going to assume that, like,
oh, it's the one that got away.
And I'm yeah. like,
no, I'm a getaway.
Yeah.
I don't like you.
I'm a getaway.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel that.
I feel like you were a heartbreaker, though.
Me?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. That was such a heartbreaker response.
Me? I feel like the only reason why I may agree with you is because I used to have a lot of guy friends in yeah. middle school and in high school. And then every time I'd date a guy, they would hate all my guy friends. And then I would be like, why? And then after a couple months, it would be revealed that the guy friend was in love with me. And so I was like, oh, I get it now. And yeah. I was kind of a flirt. So it was like,
yeah.
it was like a cocktail of
cool.
bad emotion. Thank you. She's always saying that because I'm wearing Doc Martens.
No, I mean, you're wearing like a graphic tee.
I think
you're wearing hoops.
This was thrifted. I am wearing hoops. This t-shirt was thrifted.
Well,
I'm
see,
wearing rips
cool.
in my jeans.
See that? Two things. You just have to rip your jeans and a thrifted tee.
I look cool. like I may be cool.
Cool. That's all that matters. And you have tattoos. So you're
cool. I do have. Wow. I've done a lot to myself to make me
yeah,
look like
I think
I'm cool.
I'm cool.
I think you might be cool now. I think you just like, I think you've just like, you've jumped. You're there.
That's so funny you say that because every time I do something that I think would like make my image look cooler, like when I cut my hair, when like I yeah. got tattoos, I would like go to Irene. I was like, am I a cool girl now?
I think you're a cool girl.
I'd be like, do you yeah, drink, you were before.
Do you drink beer and eat pizza?
No, but she does.
Oh, you're cool too.
Oh my God, thank you.
That's cool girl. Drink beer, eat pizza.
I would love to be the pizza beer girl, but like Sandra Bullock in Miss Congeniality.
Yeah.
Like both sides of her.
Very few of those people exist.
Yeah.
And also, how often do you drink pizza? I mean,
I drink pizza.
Never. And eat beer.
Not once a day.
Once a day. I just blend it up. It's my smoothie.
Power.
No, I drink beer like that's like my favorite drink. So that's
oh,
just
so
what
you're
I get.
Officially cool.
I think. And then I eat pizza like every day on the weekends.
Oh, fuck.
When I allow like, myself.
I'm
legitimately cool. My friend Lily's like that. And, like, she's just, like, cool. I was like, what? I don't think I've ever finished a full beer unless I used it as, like, a chaser before I was allergic to gluten.
I'm crying.
And then no wonder why I felt so terrible because it was like, oh, no, you've always been allergic.
But I don't have any tattoos or any piercings at all, like, not
oh, really?
In my ears because so I'm a baby also.
Oh,
I'm a cool
okay,
baby.
Wow.
I'm a cool baby.
You're a cool baby. I have
I'm like
one
the baby
tattoo
who smokes
and a piercing.
Cigarettes
or
in that commercial.
I have my belly
I'm crying. You where's your tattoo?
Oh, my God. This is such a fun story. It's inside my mouth.
Oh, what's it say?
It says GTB. I was in a sorority for like 2 seconds in college and we got tattoos and like it was such a good idea and I don't regret it at all.
How long has it
left? It was supposed to last 6 months to a year maximum. I am 20 fucking five. I got it when I was 18. And bullshit, it lasts a year, 6 months. Half of the girls that I went to school, so I went through like freshman year and then part of sophomore year, like freshman year and like a little tiny sliver of sophomore year. Mm-hmm. And most of the people who got it done freshman year, it was gone by the time they came back for sophomore year. And
no.
here I was. And I don't know if it's because I was drooling so much that like he really just like he was mad at me and like grinded into
my
skin.
Oh my God.
It hasn't faded at all.
Wait, so. Well, we had another guest really recently that also has a lip tattoo that's lasted way too long.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad to know.
Yeah. I think hers says meow. Mm-hmm.
That's better than GTB.
Well, you could make GTB stand for
Got
anything.
That bitch.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Hey.
But anyone who's in a sorority is like, were you a Kappa? And I'm like,
oh. Oh, yeah.
Vomit.
So, wait. You hold your lip open.
Uh-huh.
And how long does it take?
Oh, like 30 seconds.
No.
It's so quick. But mine took a little bit longer because I couldn't stop drooling. And I was drooling so much that I made my hand slip. So, I kept dropping my mouth.
As a tip for a serious flirt, mm-hmm. we say collectively, stop flirting with other people.
Yeah. Yep. And let make her see that.
Yeah. Show, don't tell.
Yes.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Megan, for all of your honest advice.
Oh, thanks for having me on. Thanks for letting me talk.
Yeah. Follow her podcast.
Yeah.
Don't blame me. Anything else? Where can they find you on the internet if they want more of you and your face and your butt?
Oh, my God. And my butt. If you want to see my butt, go watch the movie The Honor List, available streaming and on DVD. If you want to own my butt. Weird. You can't own it. It's my property. And then online, if you just search at Megan Rinks, that's my Twitter and Instagram and YouTube. And and then they should check out the episode that you're on of my podcast.
Yay!
It's very fun and it's so easy because I also felt so good to have you. We've had one other guest who was on named Megan, and it was a funny story how she came on is because our producer, my producer Melissa, accidentally emailed her all these questions that were like about like, you know, like fisting or like something very sexual. And she was like, hey, I think you emailed this to the wrong person, but like, I love whatever this is. And she's like, I want to be a guest on this podcast. I'm so sorry. But so I love when people named Megan are on the podcast because all the calls start with like, hey, Megan.
I know.
And I just like was hoping you felt special.
I really did.
I'm so glad.
I was like, this is easy. And I feel like I'm more invested because they're talking to me.
Yes. You feel like you're like, wow, oh my gosh, I know all these people were calling me. Like, thank you so much.
Yeah. I love that the only time that you answer calls is for the podcast.
Oh, yes. Oh, honestly, every time. But also, we get summaries beforehand. But, like, we don't get the full one because I just, like, need to know. We have to vet them.
Sure.
So it's not, like, terrible. And it's, like, I hate them. Or it's a friend of mine where I'm, like, they're just fucking
this. Yeah, they're, like, you need to come to your dentist appointment.
Yes.
It's
oh, my gosh. It's going to be my dentist calling in. Yeah. Hi, this is Megan's dentist calling in. She's due for an annual cleaning. Please call back.
I love it. You're like, I won't.
I won't.
And I'll keep this veneer forever.
Forever.
If you have a sticky situation or burning concern, email us at justatipshow@gmail.com and be sure to sign off Sleepless in Seattle style so we don't out your true persona. Also, rate us 5 stars because that might just be what gives me the confidence to finally clean my car and stop thinking that my acai bowls are chocolate cake, which is what a lot of people have been saying. That would make me feel better. 5 stars. Thank you.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.